Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We're on testing 1, 2, 3. We're on. Bonnie was yelling, but she stopped. So we're ready to go.
You have an issue with money. You have a.
I don't have any issue
have
with money.
You have a serious issue with money.
No,
yes.
I don't.
Yes. Okay.
No, I don't.
Everything lately has just been like so weird about it.
Nothing's been weird. Everything's been fine. How are you doing this morning? Are you excited?
About what?
The roast is coming up Sunday night.
It's coming out Sunday night.
Just feels like yesterday or a year ago we did it. I'm deciding whether to go to LA next week. I don't know. It just seems crazy. I don't even know if I can get a bunch of podcasts out there. And I think those people that I would want to do, you know, I would do, try to do Rogan, Joey Diaz, who else out there has podcasts? Bert Kreischer.
I don't know. Don't you just
maybe
name comedians? And
I'm no, sure. But I'm saying I think if I did.
Todd Glass.
He has a podcast now?
I'm sure he does.
I don't think Todd has a podcast.
Yes, he does.
He does? I got to write his name down.
He used to.
I think those people, once they hear the roast, would tweet it out or promote it anyhow, talk about it, if they hear it, because it's so good. I was listening to a couple clips this morning that I sent to Sirius for promo.
Was I on any of them?
No.
Is it true?
It was three clips.
You didn't say any clips of me?
No, I said Florentine, Bobby, and DeRosa.
Oh.
And, but they'll play them on Sirius, but no one will know what they mean. There's no promo vossroast.com.
Why didn't you give them the trailer?
They didn't want anything. They wanted a full clips, like tracks.
Well, somebody's like, got to set it up. Like, what, they're just playing it randomly?
Yeah.
That's weird. I wouldn't have done that.
Well, people will know. They'll find out what's that from, or.
That's bizarre. I don't understand that.
You know what? I'll call
it. I thought it was going to be for when you did your Unmasked.
You'll probably play him then, too.
Okay, but then just don't play him just like
Well, no, they'll play tracks, and I'll just say somebody do a voiceover, vossroast.com.
Or, you know, if it's on a show, then Jim and Sam would be like, hey, this is from the Voss Roast. Yes. You know, just play random clips. It's bizarre.
It's not bizarre.
I said many times I'll give them the... we could have given them the single.
They don't want any... I'll say to Don, can someone there do a... voice over before or after clip saying Voss Roast
.com.
Okay, so maybe it'll have somebody do a voiceover and put it in there. You know what I mean? Hey, look, whatever. It's going to be played. A couple clips.
I know, but I don't understand.
That's what they want. And
Why didn't you ask questions? That's
I did. So they want the whole roast. I can't give them the roast.
No, certainly not. But, I mean, even the clips for promotional purposes, yes. But just to, like, randomly have him play, like, as though it's, like,
it's
bizarre.
Sure.
They're just benefiting off of...
No, because then we get sound exchange. No. Yeah, we do. Bobby gets it. We're the producers. Bobby, if they play Bobby's, Bobby gets sound exchange, and we get producer. So...
Yeah, but still, that's... I
don't care about the sound. Look, it's three clips. Big deal. Whatever they do, they do. It's not going to... There's no reason. I mean, Sirius is our home. They do so much for us, you know, so... Don Wicklund's calling. Okay, hold on. I'll take... Hello?
Put him on speaker.
We're doing our podcast, so should I put you on speaker or what? Bonnie and I, we have a podcast called My Wife Hates Me.
We used to have a serious radio show called My Wife Hates Me.
We used to have a serious radio show called My Wife Hates Me. Who took that show off the air? I would have to say a radio host burnt a lot of bridges, and they took away like all of his privileges.
Oh my God, I can't listen.
The dog.
It's too weird.
She walked away. She said, "Put you on speaker." Oh, okay, real quick, what do you need? Because she walked away from my podcast. I'm still talking into the podcast as I'm talking to you on the phone. Like this conversation. Go ahead. No, Jax, I just said, you know, I'd send you some clips he wants, you know, that he could play, you know, like for comedy. Yeah. But I mean, they make no sense if people don't know what they are. You know what I mean? So someone just has to say vossroast.com or whatever. Okay. Did you hear them? Did you hear the clips? Okay. Talk to you later. Bye. He understands now.
Why? What happened?
He goes, what are those clips for? He goes, are they for your Unmasked?
Yes. Yes.
That and to play. So he's going to... Tag Voss Roast. What is she going wild up there for?
I don't know. She saw somebody walking in the parking lot or something.
Is she calling friends or something?
I don't know what's happening.
She's going nuts upstairs.
She probably sees a dog she knows down there.
She doesn't know dogs. She is unsocial with dogs.
Not anymore. She's getting more friendly.
With dogs?
She has certain friends. If you walk by this one house, she's like barks and tries to get them to come out. There's two dogs there.
She would never play with dogs.
She does.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I mean, she's slowly changing.
Boy, this roast thing, though, I'll tell you, it's...
This is a riveting podcast, I gotta say.
Oh, well, let's pick it up. You don't do anything. You come down here, your hair's not done. You know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have put on full hair and makeup.
You know.
Come down and fucking do a podcast with you. What? You.
What about me? Why are you looking? What do you mean me?
You just said your hair's not done.
Yeah. So what? And then you go, you? What does that mean? Stomachache. What's going on? Why are we getting stomachache?
Oh, good. One great topic to another. I look like shit. Rich has a stomachache.
Okay, let's.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Also, if you enjoy podcasts where the hosts take phone calls and you can't hear the other person, I mean, what a wonderful concept for a podcast. It's one-sided phone call conversations with Rich and Bonnie.
Okay, this is who we're.
I hope somebody calls me.
What you? Yeah. What's the time frame?
I don't understand how that's a joke. I could tell by the way you almost started laughing before you said it.
Yeah. What's the time frame like that? You hope somebody calls you. Like, are you going to give it 2 hours, 3 hours? You know, or right during this podcast. Because
what do you think? Let's back it up now. I just said, hey, it's one-sided phone calls with Rich and Bonnie. Now, when I said, I hope somebody calls me, in 4 hours?
No,
do you
I'm
think
saying,
that seems right?
No, because what I'm...
What do you think if you had to... Someone would say, well, what do you think she means by that?
Well, what I'm saying...
No, answer the question.
What you mean is hope they call you now. What I mean is a lot of people don't call you, so what's the time?
I get, okay, there you go. There's the joke that didn't work.
It
That's
did
what I
work.
Said. What was the joke you thought?
Yeah,
you
what's telling? The thing?
Oh. The better joke would have been, well, I say, I hope somebody calls me. Well, don't hold your breath. I mean, that's basically...
No, mine's more clever. What's the time frame?
What's the don't time hold- frame is not a joke, first of all. It's just like...
Yeah, what are you saying? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours? What are you saying?
Still, in no way, shape, or form, a joke.
No, it's
not
it's,
even. It's not even like a bad joke. It's just not a joke.
No, it's like, oh, I get it.
No, I see where you're going.
Yeah,
but I had to change the thing that you said in order to make it a joke.
No, yours isn't funny.
I didn't say it was funny, but it's a
don't
joke.
Hold your breath. You know how many people have said that? Oh, don't hold your breath.
Well, I mean, what's your time frame? That's not a joke.
Yeah, people are going, oh.
I'm not gonna.
All right, we'll move on. You don't get it.
I do get it. That's the thing. I get it. I see where you're going. Where you were going, I had to interpret that and
establish.
Put a different punchline on it for you.
Okay, folks.
Because the thing you said is not.
Okay, folks, call in and tell us who you.
And when you call in, we're not going to put you on speaker. It's one-sided phone conversations with Rich and Bonnie.
I gave Bonnie 3 t-shirts, and I'm looking at one right now, wishing I had that shirt, but it didn't fit me. Allman Brothers, were there.
It was too big for you. But perfect size for me.
Yeah. Well, you have broader shoulders. You know what I mean? Bigger. Your CrossFit is really... So let's talk more. Who do we want?
No, what? Really?
What? Really what?
What?
Hold on, I gotta...
Let's talk about your family.
What do you mean?
Because you have a... Stepsister. Your father got remarried when you were an adult.
Yeah, well, 34 years ago.
Okay. But you were in your late 20s, I guess.
Yeah, I was still getting high when he got married. Want to hear a story about...
Yeah.
Real quick. I probably told this on earlier podcasts. When my father got married, he did a little things, the ceremony in his house, in his apartment or something. But they had beautiful flowers there. Beautiful. And they were going on a honeymoon. And I said, can I have one of those? Oh, we're done. One of those bouquet of flowers, or what do they call them? A bouquet? Bouquet, whatever. Bouquet. Yeah, but they were, I don't know if they were in a pot. So I said, can I have one of those bouquets of flowers? Oh, yeah. And the next day was Mother's Day, so I gave them to my mom, but she didn't know where they came from. But they were beautiful, so it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
I think that's terrific. What a great story. Thank you from Richard Voss.
I gave my mom.
He repurposed some flowers.
Regifted. Right? Regifted.
Sure.
But from my father's wedding to my mother, who he married first.
Okay, so this is his third marriage?
Yes.
Okay,
but so it's 35 years.
Right. But his third marriage, he gets married, wonderful woman named Lila, who has three children.
Yes.
One of whom lives in the tri-state area. No, lives on Long Island.
Yeah.
And she introduces herself as your sister, or you as her brother.
Stepbrother.
But you think, because there's connection there.
No, as adults, and when you don't live together... You know, stepkids that live together, grow up
as little kids. Sure.
Then they're stepbrothers and stepsisters.
Right.
But when they're adults.
Yeah. You don't make that connection.
Yeah.
You say, oh, my mother is married to his father.
Yeah. Hi, this is Rich. Or this is Bonnie. No, not you. This is Rich.
Oh, not me.
No, because you're. If they introduce you as my. This is Bonnie, Rich's
husband. But she's married.
Wife.
Jennifer is married to. Should I not say names?
Yeah, I mean, why get personal with them?
Well, because the woman that she's married to also refers to you, like she's
no
now
as
taking
a,
it,
no as a father as a brother-in-law
as her brother-in-law. Yeah. It's like,
what
it's
I'm
like,
saying is,
and they like constantly are like reaching out, like we should be.
Yeah,
they make
nice.
Me feel guilty. They said to me in a text. Well, anytime you're playing, they're like, are you going to be there? Like, I'm just, in their minds, I don't have any other responsibilities other than, I'm sure they just think all I do is go to your shows. Like, there's.
What? They go see you when you're in Long Island?
No, not the last couple of times they didn't.
Well, you didn't do well when they did?
No, of course I did.
I know you did. You always do well.
Oh, brother. That's not true. But on Long Island, it's my people.
Long Island's your people?
I don't know why. It's like the harder the better. anyway, I said every time they text me, anytime, are you going to see Rich? Are you going with Rich? We'd love to see you.
Yeah, because we hang out sometimes.
Whatever. It's annoying. I don't know why. It just is. And then they're like, then the last one, I wrote, no, I have to work. Then they write back, well, we should get together. Raina's growing up without us, so we'd really miss seeing her grow up or some bullshit like that. And it's like, I didn't even write them back.
My own
like,
sister.
Please don't make me feel guilty about, what, now I got to fucking include you in my, like, updates on Raina, you know? So, you want me to send her a school picture to you every year?
They just care, that's all. Raina's a likable kid.
People like her, but look, I don't need that kind of guilt in my life. Like, I got to go make plans with some fucking... Now it's like I'm included. Like, now I'm the sister. It's like too
Your
much.
Your sister-in-law.
They're wielding these...
labels?
Yes, I don't know what they're really called. Too freely. If they were dying in a hotel, I mean in a hospital, I wouldn't even be allowed to go see them. So that's where it should be the cut. Am I allowed to go to your hospital bed when you're in ICU? No. So leave me alone.
What?
That's the cutoff.
Oh, I get it. If you can't visit them in a hospital, only family can, right?
Yeah, I don't fall into that category.
Well, then I couldn't go, can I?
No, I hope not. You better hope not. Imagine if you didn't go. My brother's not here. Oh, they'd probably go to the press or something if you were famous.
Well,
my brother Rich Voss ignores us. People do that all the time. They're like, might, but then you get a little deeper. It's like.
Well, one of them asked me if I could do her uncle's cooking show, Cooking with Al or something.
Did you Google it?
No.
Why not?
Because we were in bed when I got to text.
Oh, sorry.
Last night.
Oh, you only do stuff on your phone when you're on the podcast?
No, stupid. We were watching a TV show last night. I didn't want to interrupt our TV show.
Rich, you do all the time. Every time they texted you last night, you're like, God damn it.
Yeah,
you didn't have to look. You could have just turned off the vibrator, just put it on silent. Then you would have just, at bedtime, looked at your texts, answered if you wanted or not.
We do things different.
Yeah, and you're acting like you don't pick up your phone.
Yes, but I don't stop and start Googling.
Well, we'd already stopped so you could look at your texts.
Well, then I'll look it up right now.
Because we're on a podcast, and now's the exact right time to do your Googling. It's Googling Podcast with Rich and Bonnie.
Well, I mean, sometimes
you're not even in the Google. What are you doing?
Oh, here it is. Here's the link.
Oh.
Laughs with Larry. Cooking with Comics. Oh, maybe it's a real show. Cooking with Comics.
Oh, my God. Now he's going to...
It's a link. Cooking with Comics.
Click it again. You're doing it wrong.
No, I clicked it. Oh, here it comes. Cooking with Larry. Cooking with Comics. Oh, my goodness. And I turned it down. What happened?
If they ever hear this podcast, that's it for us.
Why? I didn't say anything mean. You did.
I did.
Uh-oh. Laughs.
Oh, my God. Now, how is he related to them?
She's Michelle's uncle.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Comedian
sure
Larry Izzo. This is Cooking with Larry. Oh, Parrot Karen Bergreen.
You know who would love these cookies?
Laughs with Larry.
There's a very funny lady. One of my favorite women comedians is Karen Bergreen.
Thank you.
One of my favorite women comedians. I mean, like right there.
Hey, I'm good.
You are only the second guest to be on episode 2.
I love it.
We always start with a man guest, and then we go to our favorite women right after that.
Hold on. So now, this is 17 minutes. We're not going to break down 17 minutes of Cooking with Larry.
He's not the top cooking comic but he's one of my favorite cooking comics.
But Michelle, who is Jennifer's
wife,
spouse,
yeah,
said my uncle has a cook like.
Oh, Michelle's uncle?
Yeah.
Well, she's never brought him up before.
That's what I'm saying. If her uncle,
I know. That's what I'm saying. I bet you come to find out it's her second uncle, twice removed, whatever.
Wait, but this makes no sense.
She's got a stepbrother somewhere who's slightly related.
But it says he's a comedian. Wouldn't she have told me in all
At some
years?
Point, yeah, she'd be like, hey, this my uncle's no a comedian. No, that's what I'm saying. They're very loose labels.
Let's hear a little more of Cooking with Larry.
No, just
1 minute. I want to hear.
Well, I'm doing cookies because, you know, if you want to be popular in your group, whether it's like your parent group or neighbors or something. So I make a delicious chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, they're chocolate chip cookies.
They're chocolate chip, but they're also, I buy ingredients that are all like.
Great ad lib.
You know, not near a nut.
Okay.
So you know, if you have a nut issue.
That's the audience.
This is a very quick recipe, by the way. This is something you can do. Really,
where are they?
The biggest thing that it takes is just putting, you know, getting all the materials together.
I mean, they're somewhere where there's enough chairs for an audience.
Is 2 sticks of butter.
Wow.
I like to put a
lot great.
Of butter in the cookie because it enhances your nervous system.
Yeah, your heart attack, right?
And so I put 2 sticks of butter, and then I just whip it up in the KitchenAid. It's important to have a KitchenAid. Now, you can do this.
You know what's funny? She's being funny and silly, and he has no idea.
She's funny. Have you ever worked with her?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's funny, Karen Bergreen.
Karen Bergreen, she's great.
But wait a second.
She's one of my favorite women comics.
Here's what I don't understand. That's cooking. Here's the text. Hi, Rich. It's your sister-in-law, Michelle. The YouTube clip below is my Uncle Larry. We were chatting the other day about you, and he wanted to know if it's okay for me to share your email address into a virtual intro. He would like for you to be on an episode of Cooking with Larry.
And you wrote back.
Didn't want to give out your email without your okay. Hope all is well. TTYS. What does that mean?
Talk to you soon.
Oh, okay, cool. I go, thanks. Have to pass on this for now. Way too busy.
Not even the email. I can't even return one email. Like, basically, she's just saying, like, let me just give you, can I give his email? And you're like, no, I can't. You can't give my email out. Now she's going to go back to her uncle and go, he doesn't even want you to have his email. Like, you could just be like, the way I would have done it, which is much more passive aggressive, I would have been like, yeah, sure. Then when he got the email, I would have waited like a long time before returning it. And then I would have been like, hey, sorry, I'm just so busy. And then I would have like made some indefinite plans for the future and then tried to never contact him again.
You would have went through all of that?
Yep.
Well, not me.
You won't even do the email.
Huh?
I love that you're like, you know what? Please don't give out my email. I'm too busy. I'm far too busy.
Yes, I had to go do Cooking with Larry.
No, but she's not his booker.
I know.
She's just saying, can I give you his email? Then you guys can work it out if you're going to do it.
Yeah, but I would tell him no, too.
I know, but you're basically making her.
But she put me in that position. She was talking to Larry. How did she never bring up that her uncle's a comedian? In all these years.
I don't know. She loves to talk, so that's not the issue.
Why would you be mean? She loves to talk.
I don't think that's mean. She's a spicy conversationalist.
You didn't say that. You go, she loves to talk.
She does love to talk. I wouldn't say that about Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer's a nice woman, enjoyable to have a conversation with. They're both quite nice.
But
Michelle loves to talk.
They're nice, but if they were in a hospital, you wouldn't be allowed to visit.
I would not be allowed to visit, so therefore you don't get to make me feel guilty about, oh, we're not being able to watch your daughter grow up.
Yeah, neither is, you know.
What? Where are we going to go with that?
Just anybody in general, you know. You know.
Why? Like.
But I mean, like, you know, we should have a TV show, Watching Raina Grow Up. A reality show for people that want to watch Raina grow up.
Oh, we'll just like film it ourselves and just only send it to friends and relatives. And
no, we'll put on YouTube.
Watching and our step sister-in-laws.
Watching Raina grow up.
Put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, so anyhow, let's move on because I really wish I had time. I think Cooking with Larry, too, you have to bring your own recipe. And there's probably, like, they would go over it before. Cause,
like, you do what? Spaghetti? Well, it's the only thing you know how to make.
No, I know how to make turkey meatloaf.
Oh, well, this is never. Yeah, I mean, not in the last 15 years you haven't.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you have not made turkey meatloaf in the last 15 years.
I haven't.
No, you have not.
Fettuccine Alfredo, I used to know how to make.
Well, I've never seen you make that. The only thing I've ever seen you make is a turkey burger, which all you do is pat down turkey and put it on the George Foreman. You don't put any spices in or anything.
Yeah, I put pepper and salt and pepper.
And then
how can we go salt and pepper instead of pepper and salt? You never hear, yeah, I put pepper and salt. Why does salt get top billing over pepper?
Wow, this is good. This is good stuff. This is stuff.
This is Eddie Brill comedy.
This is stuff that.
This is Eddie Brill.
No, this
why
is stuff.
Why does salt get top? What?
This is stuff.
Oh, I can't be mean about Eddie. Go ahead. Oh, I cut
no,
you off.
I'll just go. I'll just go.
I'm sorry.
No, why? You don't
You've
need me.
You've been talking
me.
The whole time.
Go fuck
I
your
hardly.
Mother.
Oh, really?
Exhumer and then fucker.
Oh, exhumer. Oh, really?
Did you not know what exhumed?
Yeah, she had to dig her up. Yeah.
That's the part you got offended by, that I used a word you didn't know.
I know. Oh, really? I don't know the word?
I was going to say, that's the pepper and salt thing. That's material that you could do on the Cooking with Larry show, and he could completely go completely over his head that you're joking.
But, you know, if I did do the Cooking with Larry, I'm sure they would call me and go, what recipe are you going to bring in?
Yeah. Well, what do you think they're going to do?
Oh, they got to have the ingredients there.
Well, you're just going to go in and try to figure something out at the last minute?
I wonder how many hits on YouTube Cooking with Larry gets. Go check on your phone.
I don't know, but I do know his niece. She's my step-sister-in-law.
What else do we have to talk about?
I'd send flowers, you know, but I'm not going bedside. You know what I mean? I'd go to somebody's wedding, get the flowers, take them to the...
Here's the problem with sending flowers after a funeral.
It's not a funeral.
Oh, but if...
It's they're sick. Oh. Don't come on, I'm not that dark. I just have them being sick in this scenario, not even anything that bad. They get better.
But even after a funeral, though, if you do send flowers, it's basically saying to that person, here's something else that's going to die in your life. You know what I mean? I send patio furniture.
It's a little bit of what you'll get. Where are you this weekend, Richard? some clips of his set.
I haven't done that line. I haven't done that in years.
What are some of your best cooking bits that you would do on Cooking with Larry?
I don't think I have any cooking bits.
Why? Because you haven't cooked?
No, because...
And last night, I made a beautiful chicken soup.
I think that's what gave everybody a stomachache, or me.
Yeah, then this is what I realized. Then last night, he's like, I was stomachache. I bet it's that soup. If you make every meal for your family... And then they feel sick at some point, they're going to blame you. It's a no-win situation. If you don't make the dinners, you're not doing your job as a wife and a mother.
That's not
Blessed
your job.
Be the fruit.
That's not your job. Because that's...
You know what? The truth of the matter is, it's not my job. And of course,
but you enjoy
I'm a person.
Doing it.
I enjoy taking care of my family. I enjoy, like... You know, getting up with Raina, getting her off to school, going through her homework, talking to her about her life, the wifey things I enjoy less. But when I clean the house and do laundry, job well done, I pat myself on the back.
Who cleaned
I feel
the kitchen
good about
last
it.
Night? Who cleaned the kitchen last night?
Rich.
That's a good song.
Rich.
Who cleaned the kitchen last night?
Yeah, you wanted some sexual favors and you got them.
But you think, listen, I'm too old. I don't do things for sexual favors.
Well, first of all, you were the one who made the turkey burger last night, so of course you should have cleaned up.
Yeah, but no, I cleaned up after you made your veggie burgers.
Well, how did I cleaned up my whole mess?
No, you didn't. You left the lettuce out, the cutting board. You know, don't act like you're Mrs.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
I just do what I got
to
do.
And did it feel good to clean the kitchen?
No.
Did you feel like I'm okay?
Yeah, yes. I try to add as much, you know.
And the soup was good. Raina loved it.
It was delicious. It was delicious.
So.
She used everything and made it into new. She took an old... chicken that we had.
It wasn't old.
I bought a watermelon that sat. Did you guys ever eat that watermelon?
No, because by the time I saw it there, it was yucco.
Yucco?
This is, what do they have in their fridge with Rich and Bonnie? This is scintillating stuff. Why? Someone came up to me at the stand the other night. It was like, I listened to your podcast, like a young, cute girl. And you're like, what are you doing? I hugged her. I was like, I know. Because she was talking to me before about my comics. She read my book. I was like, keep an arm's distance. Like, this is who knows what's up with this girl. And then she was like, I listened to your podcast. And I gave her a hug. I was like, something's wrong with you.
Oh, let's talk.
You need help.
Let's talk about the stand closing.
Let's do it. You love comedy, anything related to comedy.
Stand closed.
Okay. Now we are going to talk about these windows need cleaning.
Monday night. What was the night they did the last big show? Oh, there was like 40 comics Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So all these Bonnie went on. We had to take separate cars. We went in by whatever. Long story short. And Bonnie went on. You went on early.
8:30,
though.
I think. Pretty
this
early.
Crowd
that
was
crowd
so
was hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
I wish every show could be that fun.
I probably got the biggest applause of the
night. Well, you don't know, though.
Well, what I've heard, just...
Oh, really?
I mean, when I went on, it was like crazy how there were so many of my fans there. It was. After the show, I'm taking pictures and shaking, whatever. But the crowd was amazing, and all these comics going all, oh, the stand is closing, like it was a memorial. And I walked up and going, hey, I was really never a big fan of the club.
Oh, you.
I just trashed the club.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You say the wrong thing, and it's funny.
That's
when
what
you
I do
it. Wonderful.
I do. I ad-libbed another set.
Wonderful.
I didn't plan. I didn't plan. I'm not going up there and doing my dumb act.
No, I mean, I saw it written down in your notebook, but
I don't have a notebook.
I know. That's everyone, once they see your act, they know that's true.
Yeah. Oh, my act. I don't have an act. I'm a comic. I just go up and do comedy.
You're wonderful.
I have an act.
No,
My shtick.
You don't have shtick.
No. Nope.
You're great.
I am.
You're great. You're a legend.
Listen, I've been doing this forever. So how could I not?
When Rich is being serious, you know he's being serious because you can hear the gurgling in his throat right now. I can't even do it.
Swallow. Oh, I forgot you don't.
I'm vegan.
I
have to save the planet.
When people are stranded on an island and they're starving,
yeah,
like if they eat cum, wouldn't that be protein? They say, did I say that once on a podcast?
I don't know, but I think you're looking for ways to try to suck your own cock. You can't bend over that far. You gotta cum into a half a coconut and then drink it. People do pee and drink it when they're
on
a ship or on a boat, like a stranded piece of plywood in the middle of the ocean. Whatever it is that they're, a raft. I don't know what they are on.
This is taking forever. This time.
I want to hear a funny story. By the way, your stand stories are.
Well, I'm just saying,
top
so
shelf, man. Fantastic.
I'm not done with it.
Oh.
But it was all these comics were there. It was cool.
Here we go. List some of the things you saw. It's like a non-rhyming Dr. Seuss. You're a non-rhyming Dr. Seuss. And there was people and a crowd.
The crowd was amazing.
And a two-headed llama.
And the show lasted from 8 till 2. I heard people were out there till 6:30 in the morning.
What? Is that what you heard? What, girl?
I left at 1. There's a lot of young comics there trying to get on, but I felt bad for some of them. I tried to get these two girls on that, that I think are funny.
Who are they?
I forget their names.
What's their bra size, if you had to guess?
I don't know. Nice and firm. They're young. They're young. I don't even. When you're that young and firm, I don't think. Oh, I got a email.
You don't what? Come on, finish the sentence.
When you're. Want me to read you a nice email?
No, come on. When you're that young and firm, you don't need to talk to old men like Rich Voss. They're doing it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Okay, let me read you this nice email.
Oh boy, here we go. This is
Emails with Rich.
Nice email. I've seen a lot of shows. They do a take on Jimmy Kimmel's like nasty tweets. I can't remember what it's called. Something like that. Where celebrities read like mean things that people tweeted about them.
Yeah, what about it?
No, you're doing your own thing on it, but it's lovely tweets.
Okay.
That's Richard Voss.
Hey, Rich, it's been a while, and I don't know if you remember me, but I saw you last night at the Stan's final roast battle and didn't get a chance to say hi. So, first of all, how can you not get a chance to say hi? You just walk up and say hi.
Yes.
Unless she left early.
Bit intimidating, maybe.
I met you 10 plus years ago at the Hollywood Improv. I was the then 15-year-old, and I told you about her. I think you were there. 15-year-old blonde stand-up comic performing on The Late Show. I used to do a lot of material at the top of my set about my age and my appearance and why I was even up there in the first place. You saw my set and gave me the single greatest piece of comedy advice I have ever received. You told me, don't explain why you're up there. Just be up there and know that you're fucking funny. That is a big, good piece of advice, I guess. I've carried that advice through my career and wanted to thank you and permanently changing my perspective. I'm in New York City for the rest of the summer and hope our paths will cross again. I don't know how much longer you're in New York City, but I'd love to see your next show. I'll make sure I come out and say hi next time. But do you remember, because I remember when
by the side of the stage.
Her dad, why did he kneel by the side of the stage?
He was like her comedy coach.
But he wouldn't kneel by the side of the stage.
Not kneel, but he would do this. like, I don't know, crouch, like.
Yeah, no.
And he mouth stuff.
No. Yes. Really? But she was funny at 15. Do you remember? Like,
yes.
She was a cute little girl. She was, like, so cute. We were like.
Yes.
We both liked her.
Yes.
So that was it. So she's got to be 25 now. Paybacks, baby. I got to write back to her. Tell her I'm in New York this weekend working.
Oh, my God. Tell, get her a guest spot. I dare you.
Where?
Where are you?
Oh, shitty place. I'm doing early at the Bitter End on Friday, an early show.
Oh.
And then I'm doing two shows in Queens. What's the name of that place in Queens?
Standing Room?
Yeah.
You can get her on there.
And then at the Comedy Cellar.
Now that the Stand is closed, it's like a mad scramble.
Yeah, I know. I had this weekend. I knew I was going to do the Stand for this weekend. You know, in the summer, I try to stay, not go on the road one weekend.
To make my life miserable.
You know. But I remember that girl. I wonder how she is. She's got to be good 10 years later. And she was good at 15, right?
Right.
She was pretty good.
Even if you're not good at 15, if you start that young, you know, by the time you're 25, you're 10 years in, you're, you know. You got some comfort level going on.
I wonder if her father still sits and coaches her.
I don't know. Oh. Well, so one of the things I remember, too, sometimes she would have references that were too old for her. You know that, like, somebody older kind of, like, led her to that. That's the problem I have with kids doing comedy is that it's like...
They're doing their parents' act.
The parent, yeah, it's like... It's like they can't, you know... Very few kids actually know what, like, it's a weird thing for kids to try to make a room full of, like, adults laugh. You know what I mean? It's not natural.
But she was pretty good, I remember. Remember. I always say member, but it's remember. Well, what should I write to her? I don't even know if that was me.
Certainly seen worse.
I don't even know if I did give her that advice. I don't remember. Are you sure that was me?
I don't know. Well, I'm sure people gave her advice all the time. Can you imagine like a 15-year-old coming in? Anybody feel like they could give them advice?
Well, but I gave her singularly
I love it if like
the best advice.
She's like reached out to Todd Barry and Judah and like and every one of them is like, you gave me the single most greatest advice to just be me up there. And you'd be like, did I? Oh, that sounds like something I would say. Like, that's a genius move. I'm gonna start doing it. I'm just gonna say anytime I meet people, I'm gonna go, you gave me the single greatest bit of comedy advice. You told me just be yourself on stage. They'd be like, maybe I did.
10 years ago.
Yeah, how do you, you know, and you probably gave that advice to somebody somewhere along
but
the way.
But I don't think
it's not like, you told her, you know what you should do? Open with this. Then it's like so specific and, no, you know, but this is advice that literally everybody who's ever written a comedy book or is somebody's told them that at some point.
No, mine.
Did somebody tell you be yourself on stage?
No, no one's ever told me that.
Yeah, no, because people don't like you. They're like, can you please just try to be somebody else a little bit?
No, but I don't think, I mean, there was like 10 other comics on that email, CC'd. No.
Dear comedy mentor, is that how it started?
Yes. You know,
that's genius, though, just to be like. It's flattering, and then you feel like you have a connection to her success. Like, you find out her dad's writing those emails. She just, like, doesn't even... You're like, remember when I gave you that great advice? And she's like, what? My dad told me to
I want
to
see her perform now. I want to see her...
It doesn't sound like she's still performing. In that email, did she say she was still performing?
Yeah, if you gave me the best advice, she's still doing it. Hmm. Are you stupid?
You gave me the best advice to just quit doing stand-up. And so now I'm a legal analyst. I don't know. I couldn't think of a job. What? What?
Nothing.
You know?
Well, if I don't say something funny, you break it down and do an hour.
Well, then it down and do an hour then. At least you don't just go, ugh.
Well, it gets right to the point. Sit here and go, oh, well, my joke was better, or I did it, you know.
Yeah, I guess what a podcast is? It's words going into a mic at an endless fucking pace, okay? So when you go, ugh, it really, oh, my turn again. Let me fucking try to lift this thing up and pull it to some fucking conclusion. No, you're not you.
Ooh. Why are you so mean?
Why are you so
why am I so what?
I gave her such good advice. I said, hey, when you're up there, just be up there. You deserve it.
Oh. So.
Here we go. What's going to come out of his mouth this time? What's something about me? What's something about me talk about?
So then the last night at a stand, we did roast battle. 8 judges.
Yeah, too many. Why did they ask me to do it? I didn't want to do it.
I said you wanted to do it.
I know, but who gives a shit?
But Louis goes, she always votes for the ladies.
Louis is out of his fucking mind.
What?
He's so dumb. Because they keep saying that about me, like, she always votes for the women. She always votes for the women. It's like there's every guy on that fucking panel has many times over voted for the guy. It just is what it is. It's like whatever you relate to, you vote for. And because for whatever reason, I might have a different take on something than Lewis, he goes, he only votes for the woman. But if a guy, if Big J only voted for the guy, he would be like, well, he's voting for the funniest one. Like, it makes no sense to say, oh, she only votes for the
woman. Well,
but if you voted it's not
for,
true. I've not yes, only I, voted for the women.
All right, don't get mad at me.
No, but he always says it to me, and it's like, you know what? It's like, and also, may I point out, who gives a fucking shit? Oh, I didn't realize you were running some kind of fucking, you know, government sponsor. Like, it has to be all fair. Nothing's fair in this world, especially not to fucking women. So what the fuck? It drives me nuts when he says it to me.
Nothing's fair.
Is that why he doesn't want me to be a judge? Because I voted for women too many
He never said
times?
He didn't want you. He knows how funny you are. He's never once said, I don't want her as a judge. So don't make that up. He always says you're funny. So, I mean, everybody knows you're funny. You're good. You were the second funniest one the other night. There was 8 judges, and you were the second funniest.
Oh, who was the funniest? Big J?
Me.
I know it was going to be you.
Of course, that night.
Spoiler alert, I already knew it.
Big J is the best out of all of them, because he really does some great ad-libs.
He's amazing. But I know it, because he's really thinking. He's really working up there.
Yeah, he's fucking...
I looked at his face, you know.
He's like, so funny. Like, he'll get into a rant. He'll do voices. Big J is fucking funny. He's fucking, you know.
Mike Lawrence, he was funny.
Yeah, but Big J is... Mike Lawrence is funny, too, but Big J's at a whole nother level of funny.
Yeah. And Big J's seems like it's completely spontaneous effortless. And actually, as funny as Mike Lawrence is, it seems like the opposite.
Yeah, it's too clunky.
These jokes were hard to come by. They're funny, but you can see that they've been excavated.
Yeah, I love watching Big J when he's judging and ad-libbing and he goes into a whole thing. But that night, I was probably the funniest. That night. So was Big J. It was probably me and him again. I mean, Benson had some good lines. And so did... who's the other girl from California? Lewis's girlfriend.
She's from California?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What is her name?
Why is this slipping my mind? She was funny, man. But, you know, there were 3 lady judges the other night.
Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
Kim Condon.
Yeah, she was funny, man. Hey, I wonder how our friend in L.A. is doing that was the writer that I wrote on the Oscars with.
I knew that you remembered her because Kim reminds you of her.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of forget what she looks like. She was cute.
Very cute.
I liked her on the Oscars. We hung out and she started off as a comic and became a writer. What the fuck? Anyhow, she was fun to hang out with. But didn't you hang out with her a couple nights you were there?
Yeah. If I can't remember her name right now.
I'll look it up. I got to say hi. Well, we're at 46 minutes. If we could just get this to 50 minutes, we can bail the fuck out.
I bet the listeners have already done that.
bailed out, right?
Well, come up with something. Like I like.
I've been bringing up topics.
But they're just like surface level. Like, shouldn't you go over something in the merit? Like, you feel like we're getting along better.
We get along great. You know what it is?
Oh, you know what we did that we shot your opening to your special.
Oh, yeah, Bonnie.
That night, see, you could talk about this. That night.
We went out for dinner at Sammy's.
Yes. Oh my God.
We went out to dinner at Sammy's. We were in.
Can you do this thing?
City Island. Bronx.
We parked the car. Then he had to go move the car
closer to where I could see it. But I couldn't see it.
But you still couldn't see it. You moved it.
But I could hear it better if somebody was breaking in, because computers, golf clubs, I don't know the Bronx.
You couldn't hear it across the street behind a fucking wall.
If you had an alarm would go off if somebody was breaking in. Yeah. It just seemed like a better parking lot.
So the whole time I had to say to Rich, I'll pay, because
no,
otherwise, yes. Did I say I'll pay
before dinner? You said that even before we got there,
because
you
because I knew that it was going to be expensive and that you were going to like.
You
have
didn't know
some.
It was going to be expensive, but go ahead.
We're going to a seafood restaurant. Of course I did, and then I knew, so I just said I'll pay. Also, I wanted to get a beer. I didn't want like, beers are $5 or whatever, you know.
I went to Rita's last night. One little cup was $5.
Okay,
but go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about. What do we start with this podcast? Saying you have an issue with
money. Not
a,
I love spending money.
So,
go ahead.
Then everything he's looking at, he's the prices.
They were crazy high.
You were having a real issue with the, and I said, don't worry, I'm going to pay for it. It's fine. Then he, you know, of course he has to, he orders the soft shell crabs. Then he says to the waitress, do they take that thing out?
Do they clean out the, yeah. Do they clean it?
And she's like, yes. And then, but that wasn't a good enough answer for you. You were like explaining to her what you're talking about. She works at a fucking seafood restaurant.
She doesn't know what I was talking about. She was probably.
She did know what you were talking about. Because I said, she goes, you know, it's like a full crab. She was like trying to, like, you were like the guts or whatever. And she was like, no, it's a full crab. Like, it's going to be in there. Like, you're going to eat the guts and everything. And then I go, do you know what he's talking about? She goes, yeah, the poop. And I go, do you clean the poop out? And she was like, yeah, we clean the poop out.
Well, not one of them. Remember that stuff came pouring down?
Oh, that was the guts.
No, that was the poo.
Got it. Why would you eat it? It's so disgusting. No. It's so gross. Anyway, so
anywho.
Then like a waiter comes by to put waters down. And this is what you do all the time. It's so rude. You just go, I don't want water. And you make them take the water back. You will not allow
them. Well, they got to take it back at some point. Why clutter up the table if I'm not going to drink it?
Oh, my God.
Okay, good answer. Go. Mine was a good answer.
No, because it's just because you have to. This is the thing. You will refuse to have anything happen that you don't want to happen. Like, everything has to be so perfect for you. It's weird.
We're going out to eat.
It's rude to wave someone away with water. Let's let them
No,
set
I just
it down.
Go, I don't want it.
I know. Now they have to take it all the way back to the kitchen.
They will have to at some point.
When they're bussing the table.
So it's going
to
be.
Now they have to.
It's
like,
easier now to take a full glass of water when they're.
You don't see it as being rude at all. Take it away.
No, I say.
No, I don't want it.
No, I say no, thank you.
No, you don't. You go like this. No. You go, I don't want water.
Yeah,
like,
I say no, thank you.
As though they've completely offended. You go, I don't want water.
No.
Yes.
I go, no, thank you.
And then
you
go like this. And they're like, they're going to put it down. And you're like.
Yeah,
waving
like
them away.
It's like blackjack. When they go, do you want to hit? You go, no.
You don't think that's rude?
No.
It feels very rude.
I'm doing blackjack motions. Like, no, yeah. I'll stick. Okay, if I went like, hit me, that would be, give me the water.
No, I would say this, and listen, you don't have to argue back, but just maybe take it in and think about it for a minute. Let's let them set the water down.
But you don't understand.
And
your
say thank
theory
you,
is
and then
wrong.
Don't
your theory is wrong. They're still going to have to bring it back.
They've already wasted the water. Because it's rude to wave someone away.
I'm not waving. I'm going, no, thank you.
I'm just saying the whole process of
okay,
it seems
rude. Okay, go ahead. Move on.
Listen, once again, as we go through these things, you're always right. You're always right. If you don't want water, you shouldn't have to have water. But the thing is that there's human emotions always going on that you don't seem to pay any attention to. You're like, I'm a king. I don't want water. Take it away. I don't want water. And then that move.
Be gone.
It's rude. Okay, I'm like, ah. Then he goes to me, do you want my water? No, I don't want your fucking water. Just let it sit down. Anyway, okay. So then you get the, then the whole time he's eating the crabs, he's like, it said in the menu only two. Now I got three. Why I got three crabs? Why do I got three crabs? You cannot have a nice time, can
they
you?
They brought so many. They brought cornbread. They brought bread and
no,
cheese.
No, he's like, this is too much food.
It was too much. And it said two soft shell crabs. They bring me three. I'm going to have to eat all three.
You weren't hungry anymore. And then I said, then he has to go through this whole process of if he's going to take this soft shell crab with
him. I can't take it with me because it wouldn't stay good.
I said, just leave it.
It would go bad.
Just leave it. Next thing you know, he's shoving a whole fucking soft shell crab in his mouth. It's not even enjoyable because he's not hungry. That shit is pouring out of it. It's disgusting.
I can't let a soft shell crab go to waste.
You can never order it again. How about that? It's disgusting. It's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Soft shell crab is one of the best delicacies on the planet.
I think you like it because someone told you that it's.
I've been eating that since I was
like
a kid.
It's like you're eating a fucking.
I used to go to
whole
Pete's,
spider.
I used to go to Pete's Fish Market in Plainville.
I used to go to Pete's Fish Market. Shut the fuck up.
I used to go to Pete's Fish Market.
Who cares?
And get soft shell crab sandwiches when I was fucking 17. I've been eating soft shell crab forever.
It's disgusting.
No, you're disgusting.
Okay, so he's so full. He's complaining about being so full. As we leave the restaurant, okay, he stops to talk to a waiter. And he says to the waiter, which I'm horrified by, he goes, hey, how do I, is there an easier way to get back to the city than
I was trying to get to the Third Avenue Bridge instead of going down the West Side Highway.
Put it in your fucking GPS. It's so bizarre. I'm standing literally like 10 feet away, kind of slowly moving, walking. The guy even is like, well, why is he asking me for directions? The guy gives you the most, like 10 minutes of the most detailed. I can see after 30 seconds you've checked out and you keep on, and he keeps hitting your stomach. Okay, here's what you're going to do. He goes, you know how to get to 95? Okay, you're going to go, but you're not going to go on 95. You're going to go just a little bit. Stay in the right-hand lane. Like when somebody starts saying stay in the right-hand lane, you go, you know what? Let me just get my GPS out. Then at the end of this 10-minute thing, he goes, you got a smartphone? I was like, at one point I was like, should I be filming this? I wish I had of. Because I didn't know this part was coming. He goes, you got a smartphone? you go, yeah. He goes, you go to the app store. You download Waze. W-A-Z-E. Download that. Then you click it. All you do is you just put in the address you want. Click. It tells you how to get there. He explained to you how GPS worked.
He's a nice guy. He was a nice guy, that waiter.
I was like, what the f-? I just don't understand you. I don't understand like asking someone for directions if you don't have to. But it's like you don't know sports, so I guess that's how you like relate to people.
I know sports.
If he had talked a little bit about the traffic on the GW, you would have went in there deep talking about how much traffic. You know, it was insanity. Then you almost got us in a car accident.
Where?
Doing a U-turn in front of Gotham.
I did?
You don't remember that fucking truck almost hit us?
Oh, yeah, man. That was close.
And so, right on my side. It's like almost purposeful. And then you had second thoughts.
All right. We got to wrap this up. VossRoast.com.
What a lovely, wonderful date night we had.
That was fun.
No, it's not fun to hang out with you.
Oh, we had fun on, what night did we go out? Tuesday. We had fun. Bonnie directed.
You're a joy killer.
Bonnie directed the opening to my 1 hour special. She's brilliant. Watching her just direct, it's amazing. Amazing.
Is it?
Yes, it's very good. You look at well, you, how you
why,
look at it.
You don't trust me at all.
I do trust you.
You made me
you.
Re-explain everything
not with the neighbors,
to you 400
directing.
Times. And no. then told me how to do it a bunch
no.
of times.
A couple. I had.
Oh, when
I
we were good. Having. This is how you can't stop telling people what to do. This is the last thing. I know you got to go play golf. All right. But we're sitting there at dinner and I look out. I go, isn't that pretty? Because it was all these boats. And you go, it's the water.
Yeah.
You told me what that was.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. You fucking mansplained.
You don't get my humor.
You
don't get it.
Not joking.
I was.
You tried to say you were joking.
I was.
Oh, yesterday when you said this mustard, yesterday you were making your turkey burger and you, it was a new mustard and the thing came off. You said,
too easily.
The thing came off too easily. You go, I'm not eating it. And you put it back in the fridge. And I said to you, if you really think it's poisoned, like you might die if you use it, why would you fucking put it back in the fridge? Like if you really believe that. And you were like, I'm going to take it to the store tomorrow.
Bring it back.
Full blown lied to me. So nobody can believe anything you say.
Yeah, well, guess what?
And you ended up using the mustard. Maybe that's what gave you a stomach ache.
Yeah. Yeah, someone poisoned it. Listen, VosRoast.com.
If anybody poisons it, it's not going to be the fucking some random person in a store. Know that.
Oh, it's going to be you. Woo! That's a good ending. That's a good ending, folks. Bonnie gets deep into her stories. I just give... they call me surface. They call her in depth.
You gave me the single greatest bit of advice once. You said, never listen to anything I say.
I touch the surface. She goes underwater. I drive the boat. She's the scuba diver. You know what I mean? I don't. I get us there and you go in depth. I'm drive the
none
boat.
Of these are all correct words, none used in the correct way.
Yeah, I drive the boat. You go in. You're the scuba diver. Your stories are deep, deep like water. Mine, I just touch the surface. That's a
you're
good
the
way.
Gas station. I'm the fracker.
Yep. All right.
Bye.
Well, listen, look at it. Listen, VosRoast.com. This Saturday, me, Bennington, and Florentine go to comedyshop.com, S-H-O-P-P-E. And then I'll be coming up at Gotham July 4th weekend. I'll be at the Albany Funny Bone on my birthday, June 30th, that weekend. VosRoast.com. You're going to love it. I promise you. See you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.